You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour. I'm very happy about this decision by Penn, even though I'm sure that they did it reluctantly because they were afraid to lose money. I had a chance to talk to Paula Scanlon today on Fox Across America, as I was guest hosting for Jimmy Failla. You'll hear that interview in a couple hours. So make sure you stay tuned after this show for that. Paul did a great job. She was actually on America's Newsroom today, and they keep playing her clip on every show on Fox and on Fox Business because she was one of the swimmers who lost to Will Thomas, the biological male with a schlong, who was walking around the locker room with it. So good for her. This is a great day for her, and I'm very proud of her and thrilled that she was able to make time to come on with me earlier today. And she's been on the show many times. And, you know, the next thing that she's going to be doing is helping to flip New Jersey red as she works with Scott Pressler on his early vote action. But I wanted to share with you this clip here. So it was a big announcement by the Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, yesterday. Our friend Paula Scanlon was at the White House along with Riley Gaines and some other people yesterday. So let's cue up cut number three as Linda McMahon explains now that Penn will have to embrace biological reality. Take a listen.
It's an incredible day today, Lauren. Thank you so much for having us on so we can talk about it. Thanks to President Trump and the Trump administration, what he campaigned on, what he actually signed an executive order on, which was that men will not be able to compete in women's sports, was acknowledged by the University of Pennsylvania. We have signed an agreement with them, and we hope that that agreement is going to be a template for other universities who acknowledge that there is no room for men in women's sports, not only during the competition, but also in the locker room and other intimate spaces where these women were required to be with males who changed in front of them. So this is a big deal. The university is apologizing. It is taking away the titles that were incorrectly given to men. It has stated that it will not have anything on its website other than the fact that they are complying, you know, with Title IX. We are just very pleased with the outcome that we had today. It's an utter triumph for President Trump and for the administration, but mostly for the women and girls who will come behind the Riley Gaines and the Paula Scanlons and others. And they've really laid the groundwork for them to be successful. And the star of the hour really is Riley. And I know she's on for you to ask about that.
There you go.
Now, Riley.
I'll keep going. Sorry.
You have been a champion on this issue. You received an enormous amount of flack and criticism, some of it really vicious over the years, but you knew you were right, and President Trump and Secretary McMahon helped along the way. Without them, this would not have happened, obviously. Your reaction tonight, historic news from you, Penn.
Man, I watched that video back, Laura, that you showed in the intro to this segment, and I cannot even believe that happened. All the while, so many sat idly by and watched and actually reprimanded us as women if we even dared to speak about this. To say that I, of course, am grateful for Secretary McMahon, for President Trump, for even Attorney General Bondi, she's been fantastic at the Department of Justice on this issue, is an understatement. I feel vindicated. I feel like pigs are flying. I feel like hell has frozen over. So it is a fantastic day, of course, for sanity, for common sense, but I think more broadly for women, for humanity, for the little girl that I'm growing inside of me right now that I will welcome to the world in just a few weeks. I think of her. I think of her future. That is what Donald Trump and, of course, Secretary McMahon and myself, that is what we are fighting for. So very, very excited about today's news.
That's a big win.
I forgot. It's a big win.
We can jump in here. Thank you. It's a big win, and I'll tell you, one of the things I think is people forget is that in order to get to that level, to be an NCAA Division I collegiate athlete, you've got to make a lot of sacrifices to get there. I knew, for me personally, I knew that the tipping point had been reached, as they say, years ago when two suburban moms who are not Trump voters, one is a very, very big Democrat, when they heard about the UPenn story, when it broke back then, they were furious because they're swimmers and they've got kids who swim, and they were furious that Penn allowed this dude with his schlong to go in the pool. And, you know, shrinkage doesn't take away the fact that the guy's a man. Like, we all get shrinkage, but we're still men. Like, it shrinks like a frightened turtle. We know that, but it still makes you're still a man. It's a big win. The other thing, too, is that they have to apologize to each and every one of the swimmers. They will scrub the titles so that Will Thomas's records are gone. Good. But it's still, it's still not fair what happened, and nothing can undo that. Nothing can undo that, and nothing can undo what these women went through when they were called all kinds of names, transphobic and bigoted. And you're the problem because you won't accept that there's a man who wants to swim on the women's team. You're the problem. You're the issue. You got to work on your own dark soul. This is the kind of stuff people said to them. You're a bigot for not wanting a man to swim on your team and beat you, and for that reason, you're a bigot. And Will Thomas has records at Harvard. The question is now, what is Harvard going to do? Because this is Penn, all right? This is Penn. What does Harvard do? Does Harvard turn around and erase those records too? Does it follow in the footsteps? If not, then they need to lose all the federal funding. I don't even know why these schools get federal funding in the first place. I don't really get it. It infuriates me, but... And you know damn well that that's exactly why Penn did this. Penn did this because they don't want to lose funds. They didn't just suddenly have a revelation, wake up, Ivy League school costs $100,000 a year to go to. Oh my God, we just realized now, we found the secret memo. Men have penises. Women don't. Wow, this whole time, we had no idea. Like, it's like nothing's changed. They still believe in their hearts that this is inclusion and everything else, but they don't want to lose the money. You don't go from a position of saying that men can be women in this day and age. Like, if you thought that maybe, I don't know, in the year 3 or something, but in this day and age when we have science and you could use microscopes and whatnot, to go in... A few years ago, like, what's changed technologically speaking from then to now, which would make one understand that a man is a man and a woman is a woman? What new technological development has there been? What new scientific breakthrough has there been in the last several years since Will Thomas was in the pool? I'm having a tough time thinking of that. So in other words, if your mindset back then was that a man can be a woman, What breakthrough, what evidence, what did you discover in a time capsule that has now led you to conclude you were wrong? Men can only be men and women can only be women. Because that's how I know it's a fugazi apology. They just don't want to lose the money. But regardless, it's a win. It's a big win. And bravo to President Trump, and bravo to Secretary Linda McMahon, and bravo to the women, to the young ladies who fought so hard for this, because it's excellent. What else we got? So John Fetterman. Now, this is interesting to me. As the Democrat Party is engaging in this civil war right now, and let's cue up cut number six, John Fetterman did not like the One Big Beautiful Bill. He voted no. He wanted to just go home. So he was caught on camera saying he just wanted to go home because he felt like it was all a giant waste of time. And, you know, I mean, I get that perspective. You're in the minority. You're not going to win. J.D. Vance was going to come in and break the tie. So, yeah, I mean, I see his point. It's kind of a – but that's also the job. You know, you signed up for it. So, anyway, here's Fetterman, cut number six.
Did you get any clues on the floor about what time this might wrap?
Oh, my God. I just want to go home. I've missed our entire trip to the beach. My family's going to be back before we that. So, I'm going to vote no. There's no drama. You know, the votes are going to go. In fact, the only interesting votes are going to be on the margin, whether that's Collins or Johnson and those. But all the Democrats, we all know how that's going to go. And I don't think it's really helpful to put people here till when some ungodly hour. And again,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Congressman Brendan Boyle, not happy with this. He came out and said to John Fetterman, if you don't want to stay, you should go home. Meaning like you should leave the Senate. Boyle the Fetterman. If you don't want to be here, leave. Congressman Brendan Boyle left no stone unturned about his feelings about John Fetterman's vacation comments during an interview he did with The Bulwark on Tuesday. Speaking with Sam Stein, Boyle was critical of the former state lieutenant governor of his comments, and he said, quote, the sacrifices that members of Congress make, especially those of us who have families with young children, I mean, those are real. I left my wife and daughter, even though I had also promised them that I would be with them this week. So I don't minimize that. It's an honor and privilege to be here, blah, 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 blah. First of all, let's just get a couple things straight, all right? These members of Congress work less than I do. That's number one. They work less than I do. Secondly, Boyle wants the primary Fetterman because the Democrat Party wants Fetterman gone because he's now acting, and it's an act, so don't believe it, but he's acting like a centrist, reasonable Democrat. So that's why they want him gone. So now they're seizing on this to go, you see that John Fetterman, he's not up for the job. Just like we've been telling you, his mental health, his physical health, this guy can't do the job anymore. He's got to go. He is target number one for them. They want to get rid of him. Why? Well, why? Because he stands with Israel, because in my opinion, this guy is playing a long con in all of us. Because again, much like to my point about you, Penn, how do you go from a few years ago saying a man could be a woman to now suddenly saying that men are men and women are women? What great change has taken place? Fetterman at one point had Bernie Sanders in campaigning for him. So what's changed? Now, you might say, well, the stroke changes brain. Stop. Now, what's changed is the political reality of Pennsylvania has changed. And so John Fetterman is changing. But I don't buy it for a second. But anyway, he's saying the wrong things to the national Democrats, and that's why they want to primary him and challenge him. And it's funny, as you think about it, too, and you look at this and you go, I don't get this. I mean, why doesn't the media focus on this civil war that's going on in the Democrat Party right now? It's there. It's out there. It's literally happening. Why isn't anyone talking about it? Well, it's a great question. Part of the reason is because they want you to believe the Democrat Party is all together, hunky-dory, everything's fine, everything's lovely, everything's wonderful. And it's the Republicans who are all killing each other over the one big, beautiful bill. Now, I'm going to play this clip for you. This is members of the House Freedom Caucus talking about the bill. I want there to be good debate on this. We need to have good debate on this. Here's Scott Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, talking about those House Freedom Caucus members and their objections to the bill. Cut number five.
This is the signature piece of President Trump's domestic agenda. This is more than a tax bill because it also includes border, it includes defense, it includes school choice. And, you know, I just had a meeting with some of the House Democrats, the Freedom Caucus, and I can tell you that group should be so proud of themselves. They have changed the center of gravity in the debate. We are going to start paying down debt. We're going to grow the economy. And they were big contributors to this. So I believe that at the end of the day, they will be there for President Trump and give Speaker Johnson the ability to move this bill to the president's desk for signing this Friday.
There you go. Look at that. See? If that's what happens. I don't know if that's going to happen by Friday. I have no idea. I know that there's a lot of hard no's in the House right now, and they're trying to stall this because they want to make it better. But I've been asked this question, so I'll answer it again. Is something going to pass? Of course it is, because it has to. You can't let the Trump tax cuts expire. That would be disastrous. You have to move forward with this. They will get something done here. It's just a matter of what. There are serious holdups, and there's nothing wrong with a debate. I don't think the president said Friday was his goal. If it doesn't happen Friday, it's fine. It can happen next week. I'd rather get the bill as close to being right as you possibly can. But man, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot in this you're going to hate. You're going to hate. That is the reality of what we're talking about here. There's going to be a lot in this bill you are going to utterly despise with every ounce of your being and every ounce of your soul. And yet, this is the political reality of the time we live in, because we have Republicans who represent districts where they'll lose if they actually govern like conservatives. And there's some not far away from us in New York, kind of leading the charge on all this. So get ready for a stink bomb. But at least we'll get the tax cuts permanent. And that's what has to happen. That's what needs to happen. So we'll see on that. The latest on that is that you've got some of the Freedom Caucus members who are basically now trying to stall a procedural motion. The House is now in limbo because of people like Chip Roy and others. So the story is leaders blame travel delays, but vote whipping has heated up. Republican holdouts on the Senate passed version of the party's big, beautiful bill are huddling with House GOP leaders who are holding open a vote to move the legislation forward as they negotiate. The procedural vote remains stuck more than 90 minutes after it was first called. Seven Republicans have yet to vote, and several of them are gathered in a room off the House floor where the Speaker and other top leaders have been shuffling in and out. Representative Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, said his fellow holdouts on the mega bill are deciding between voting it down and sending it back to the Senate, or getting our questions answered from the White House and supporting it. Placating those hardline fiscal hawks, as Politico reports, it could be the final test of whether Republicans can send the massive domestic policy bill to President Trump's desk before the July 4th arbitrary deadline. Forget the stupid deadline. It's not relevant. I don't think that matters in the scheme of things. White House Budget Director Russ Vought arrived at the room around 3:45 today to walk through how the White House could find future spending cuts and how the administration plans implementing the policies in the mega bill, especially around rollbacks to federal food aid and clawbacks of clean energy tax credits. A key GOP holdout, Representative Chip Roy of Texas, said in a Fox News interview that he was trying to go through the bill and understand it. He railed against a number of Senate changes. Oh, by the way, some breaking news. A judge has decided that Sean Diddy Combs cannot have bail. He's been denied bail. That just happened just a few moments ago. So that was just a few moments ago. I have a feeling, I don't know, I think this judge may throw the book at Diddy. He might. This is a big sign right now that if he's denying him bail, that he may feel like this guy deserves serious jail time, and he may throw the book. He could get 10 years for each of the two counts that he was found guilty on. So it's possible he could go away. even though they didn't get him on the big racketeering one. But then he can appeal the sentence, and there's a whole process for that as well. Anyway, Representative Rusty Johnson, a South Dakota Republican who attended some of the White House meetings, said the president did a really good job of noticeably moving members towards yes. There is GOP angst about the Senate's deeper cuts to Medicaid than were in the bill the House passed weeks ago. There are also concerns from House lawmakers about their districts being able to access funds specifically earmarked for rural hospitals. So they deployed Dr. Oz to go and talk to them at a White House meeting today to try to placate all of that. But the touchiest issue for the hardliners concerns the additional deficits piled onto the Senate bill, which includes significantly larger tax cuts and additional spending, including this fund for these rural hospitals. They're accusing the speaker of violating a budget agreement that stipulated any additional tax cuts would be offset with new spending cuts. Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee, a Freedom Caucus member, said he thinks they will be able to work something out to clear the bill today, but the path for that is not yet clear. After two GOP members, Dan Muser of Pennsylvania and Neil Dunn of Florida, arrived and voted, they had enough votes to move forward. The vote was instead held open as negotiations with the final holdouts continued. We need the votes. They're going to be here shortly. And so when they got here within the next hour, we'll come back, finish the vote, then go straight into the rule vote, said Steve Scalise, the majority leader. So that's where things stand at the moment. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, what can I say? It's a very, very ugly process right now. This Medicaid issue on this reimbursement for these hospitals, not to get in the weeds and bore you, make your eyes cry, but this is a big, big debate that's happening right now. You have a lot of influential hospitals, big ones. I'm not talking about local ones. I'm talking about big, massive ones who are in a lot of these districts, and they're lobbying hard for this. And they've got, I mean, these are huge, huge health networks who are lobbying hard for this too. That's probably the biggest. So I don't see the SALT tax deduction being an issue. It seems like they've kind of moved past that point, but that's where that is right now. So we shall see. I personally don't care if it's signed on Friday. Who cares? What does it matter if it's Friday on the July 4th or if it happens next week? What does it matter? The other issue, too, is within this bill, they got to deal with some of the green energy nonsense, too, and gut all that stuff. Well, Lee Zeldin, let's cue up cut number four here. The EPA administrator was talking about unleashing energy dominance and getting this through so that we can have energy dominance as part of this. The thing that everybody does agree on is this bill does go a long way towards rolling back a lot of the Biden green energy scam mandates that were in there. It does go a long way towards that. So that's some good news right there. Okay. Some good news for all of us in that. This is Lee Zeldin, cut number four.
I mean, don't you love the fact we have this president who wants to unleash American energy dominance? He wants America to be the AI capital of the world. He wants to advance permitting reform. He wants to advance cooperative federalism, and he's consistent in pushing it through. We do need more baseload power. I was just in the last.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With Secretaries Burgum and Wright, where there's an opportunity to be able to double, triple the amount of oil that is going through the Trans-Alaska pipeline to build a several hundred mile new gas pipeline. There's a push to get natural gas into New England. There are all these different requests across the country, big vision, companies that want to invest in this country, but in one respect, they need federal government to get out of the way. In another respect, they need the federal government to be a willing partner. And President Trump's message to me as administrator of EPA is that President Trump wants me to do everything in my power to make sure that we are both protecting the environment and growing the economy. We don't have to choose between the two. Getting to yes is an important part of our job, and Americans win as a result.
Okay. The bill in the Senate version, though, keeps a lot of Biden's green energy subsidies in there. And the House version does not. This is another area where they're battling over this. But here's a positive that is agreed upon by both sides of this debate. Under the Big Beautiful Bill, car companies will not be fined for failing to hit arbitrary fuel efficiency goals. These CAFE standards, which have led to cars being so much more unsafe because they have to make them lighter to meet the stupid standards. And then the cars, you know, they can't hold up in accidents in many cases. So the Senate version axes this, and the House version agrees with this, too. So even though this is a friggin' bloated mess, it effectively kills fuel economy standards for automakers. Even for those who support better gas mileage and lower greenhouse gas emissions, it's great news. Congress passed the Energy Policy and Conservation Act of 1975 after the oil embargo of 73-74. So in an attempt to lower U.S. dependence on foreign oil, the bill at the time set corporate average fuel economy standards for the first time, requiring new cars to get 27 miles a gallon by the 1985 model year. In time, these standards have basically been used and pushed by the left and pushed through administrative rule that getting up to 55 miles a gallon by 2025. That's what it was supposed to be. That's insane. That's absolutely nuts. 55 miles a gallon. In addition to that, we're not as dependent on foreign oil anymore, thank God. But no vehicle anywhere is able to meet those standards. According to data from the Energy Department, motorcycles come closest at just shy of 45 miles per gallon, while cars average less than 25 miles per gallon. But the standards are fleet-wide, meaning the average for all of an automaker's output needs to fall below the minimum. In practice, this means manufacturers must rely heavily on low or zero emission vehicles like battery-powered electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids to get on the right side of the average. And under the law, they have this crazy formula to go after car makers. It's a civil penalty of, and there's going to be math involved, so I'm just warning you, I won't be able to do this, but you've been warned. $5 multiplied by each 0.1 of a mile of a gallon, of which the applicable average fuel economy standard exceeds the average fuel economy. I don't know what the hell, Eddie, that means. All I know is it would cost them a lot of money. The Senate version sets both of these dollar amounts at zero, effectively rendering these CAFE standards moot. Now, obviously, a future Congress can undo that, but for this right now, bravo, excellent, wonderful. This is a great thing in the bill. There's a number of unintended consequences with fuel economy mandates in the fact that they increase sticker prices, they reduce choice, and there's unforeseen costs, said Nick Loris, the executive vice president for policy at C3 Solutions, a free market energy and climate think tank. Not to mention there's the rebound effect. When you make cars more fuel efficient, people are driving them more, so you don't get as much of an environmental benefit as initially purported. And there's also the other fact, too, like I said earlier to you, which is that a lot of these times with these cars, you wind up they're less safe because they're not as heavy as they used to be, not able to withstand the accidents and et cetera, et cetera. So good for Lee Zeldin for doing that. And bravo. Now, I'm all about American cars. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. It's a diesel. Gets good mileage. I think I get about 27, 30 miles to the gallon. It's great. Love it. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to go see my friends at Tri-County Auto. TriCounty.com. How about Employee Pricing Plus for everyone? It's a beautiful thing. And the team at Tri-County, the absolute best. They're honest, good people, and they love this show, and they're going to love you going in there to support them. Giant, gargantuan American flag outside the dealership. American pride. Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram. That is Tri-County Auto right there. With dedicated people, and they have the Jeep Tops Off event right now. So you can lease a Jeep Compass. They have great rates on that. Or maybe you want to go truck. Listen, you know, the Dodge Ram 1500, baby, that thing's got some power to it. They got a great lease special on that as well. All you need to do is make a weekend out of it. Go see them. You have to make a whole weekend out of it, but this weekend, go stop by and see them. They're right off of 422, Limerick, Collegeville, easy to get to wherever you are. King of Prussia, no problem. Go see them this weekend and check out these incredible deals. Employee pricing, make sure you tell them I told you. I sent you there. Employee Pricing Plus. You also get their great deals and lease rates. They have previously owned cars too. And remember, if you finance with them, once this one big beautiful bill is signed into law, and it will be at some point, whether it's Friday or not, whatever loan interest you have on a loan for an American car, that becomes tax deductible. So it's another great reason to go support American pride, support this great local dealership, Tri-County Auto. Just go to tricounty.com. I'm honored. I truly am. I'm so honored. And this July 4th weekend, when you see that gigantic, it's like 30 feet by 30 feet American flag, it's massive outside their dealership, you'll feel that American pride too. When you drive with a beautiful, maybe you want the Jeep Wrangler, maybe you want a Cherokee, whatever it is. Either way, go see them. Tri-County. That's the dealership. That's where I want you to go. That's who I want you to support. Tri-County.com.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. Grand Hotel, CapeMay.com. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're here today on our 4th of July Eve edition of the show, and great to be with you. I want to welcome to the show a great advocate for common sense fiscal policies in New Jersey and everywhere, really. Audrey Lane is the executive director of the Garden State Initiative, and she joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. How are you, Audrey? Thanks for making the time today.
Well, I'm great, and I'm happy to be part of your 4th of July special. I feel, you know, honored.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. So I want to make sure, you are the executive director. That is your title, or are you president? I just want to make sure I get it right.
I am the president, but I will answer to anything.
All right,
really.
We'll call you Madam President then. I just want to make sure I get that right.
Oh,
right,
I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
First of all, for those that don't know, give us the overview, Audrey, of Garden State Initiative and the work that you're doing over there.
Thanks so much. We are a center-right-leaning think tank that really focuses on economic issues. So we look at everything through the lens of a taxpayer, and actually that's a lot. So it includes energy, because that affects the taxpayer, or our budget, or your taxes, or pension reform, you know, the biggest issues and how they will impact the taxpayer and hope to boost economic development in the state.
We had a budget passed the other day by His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. First question I have for you on that is it true that we're bailing out the windmills?
Not exactly. Okay. So there's been some talk about, and I think you're referring to the manufacturing bill, and that does leave open the door for some subsidies to windmills. It's a small part of the bill. That manufacturing bill actually does a lot. And while I'm not necessarily in favor of tax credits, in this regard, it is somewhat effective. I know there's a lot of conversation on it. You know, as a 501c3, we're not going to weigh in on exact legislation, but there is good in that bill as well.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a windmill bailout, basically, because that's kind of how.
Not at all. No.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's the good news.
Right.
Talk to me about the budget that was passed and what kind of effects do you think it's going to have?
Well, this is a monster budget, and I don't know how much you've talked about it, but it is the largest budget in our state's history at $58.8 billion. It has the largest structural deficit that we've ever seen in the state at about $1.5 billion. There are some people that get it up to $4 billion. That's a little creative in my mind, but at the very lowest end, it's a $1.5 million that we are spending over what we are taking in as a state. So the budget's up 70% over this administration over the past 8 years. And I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone whose salary has gone up that much. But I look at it that way, and that this is, you know, irresponsible spending with very few checks on it. One of the things in our organization that we've done is we've set up a website. It's njbudget.com, and we have listed all of the extra line items that are thrown in at the end. So, right, you've got the governor who presents his budget in the end of February, and then behind closed doors, there are these negotiations, and then last Friday at about 8 o'clock, it might have been later, there was this budget that was dropped, and it was, you know, just under 400 pages, some odd. And there were over $728 million that were extras in this. It's 500 line items. And what we do is we looked at these extras over the past 3 years, both the recommendation from the governor, as well as what was eventually passed. And you can break this down by your county, your municipality, the legislative district, or who's receiving the funding. And I think people dive into, you'd be really surprised. There are probably four counties that get, you know, a percentage of money. There are four counties that get $0. Therefore, they get 1% or less. So you can really see where you stack up, and it's an interesting search.
What's the site again, Audrey, for people that want to go there?
Yes, njbudget.com. We can't wait. We are still getting in the data from this budget. It's a monster to put in.
Yeah.
It should be up by the end of tomorrow. But we're working on it very hard right now. So
just real quick, are there any, like, really ridiculous taxes in there? I know that there was talk about some of the taxes that they wanted to raise.
There was a lot of talk about, you know, you probably heard about the fund taxes. A lot of those didn't make it in the end. The biggest ones that made it were the realtor transfer tax. So on a house that's $2 million or more, there's a 2% additional tax. And there was one other, the transfer tax was the big one. There was a warehouse tax that made it through. Gambling went up a couple of percentage points. That one's a shame, because that is a sector that has done really well. It's performed well. And we have done a lot of research. We did a report with Art Laffer that really shows that increasing taxes actually often has the reverse impact.
Oh, absolutely.
So the more we raise our corporate business tax, the lower our revenue is. And this will have an impact on the industry. You know, I'm never in favor of increasing the taxes. As a matter of fact, we did a couple of reports. The last one is called When in a Hole, Stop Digging, New Jersey's Budget Woes and How to Address Them. For anyone who would like to read that, it's on our website, GardenStateInitiative.org. And one of our recommendations is start lowering taxes. You know, it boosts the income, it drives the economy, and it gives people more money to spend, and it makes people more comfortable with the amount they're spending as well.
I mean, I don't gamble, but I like to go to Atlantic City, great restaurants there. The point is that when you start going after these industries with higher taxes, there's always an unintended consequence, negative effects. They hire less, they expand less. I mean, all these things that happen. That's why Laffer is correct. I'm glad you guys worked with him on that. Well, thank you for your efforts on this. It's really, really important, and especially as we're heading into a gubernatorial election. And I know you guys are non-political, but it's important for people to learn the facts and understand that, at least from my perspective, since I'm not a 501c3 and I can say this, the Democrats are at their usual tax and spend lunacy once again. So Audrey Lane,
thank you for joining us
and keep me posted as you go through this.
I absolutely would. I'd love to get on again. We have so many issues to talk about. One more thing on that gambling tax that I've heard experts talk about. It just drives more to the black market, and we don't want that at all. We want the revenue for our state.
Well, and it probably also drives people more to the apps, right?
Yeah. Listen, I've listened to a lot of arguments about it, and as you and I were just, you know, agreeing, and then, the increase in tax is not going to help us in any way, shape, or form on any of the platforms that are currently being raised.
No. And it's frustrating to say the least. Well, I know it just passed. You got a lot of work to do to go through it. Keep me posted on what you discover, and we'll get you back on to talk more about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
All right, Audrey Lane, Garden State Initiative. Check them out and check out their website as well on the New Jersey budget. All right, we'll do a quick break. Coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dr. Mike Veneria, the sponsor of our big story. So just go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, and he will take great care of you and give you the smile of your dreams. VenariaDental.com. Quick break, coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You can listen on the iHeartRadio app or TuneIn or the Odyssey app. It's some big news right there, expanding our reach here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. So there you go. Excellent. Tom Aselby is going to take the last hour. I got to do some stuff around here at Fox. But then tomorrow I'll be filling in for Jimmy Failla on Fox Sports America, and then hopefully doing some more stuff at Fox, and then, you know, all that. So I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. Tune in tomorrow night to Fox Across America, of course. But nevertheless, hope you have a great time and you have fun and you also get to enjoy yourself and take some time to just relax. You know what I mean? It's very important to just relax. The other question that I have, and I think a lot of us have right now with the one big beautiful bill, and, you know, it's funny, you just heard Audrey Lane talk about the bill and the budget in New Jersey, right? And you've got Murphy tweeting out, this GOP spending bill is a betrayal of the American people and especially the people of New Jersey. Millions more of our children, veterans, and seniors will lose food assistance, and it would make household energy costs skyrocket. There is still time to stop the chaos. All they need is a handful of courageous votes in the House of Representatives. It's just funny coming from a guy who just put through a budget that is you know, more tax and more spending. And so, but anyway, the big news today, and I'm excited about it. I really am. I'm excited that we have now this freedom, this common sense win for the University of Pennsylvania. But I tell you, Paula Scanlon, it's funny to me. She had tweeted out in 2021, and it was a comment that was sent in 2021. She said, I'm actually laughing because the teammate that sent me this is going to receive an apology. So back in 2021, when she was speaking out against Will Thomas being in the pool with his, you know, man junk, this is a note she got from a teammate at the University of Pennsylvania. This is why I think these women are so brave, because they had to deal with all this stuff. So if the assumptions are true, this is her writing this to Paula, which I believe they are because you've shared publicly on social media that you are the anonymous teammate going to the media with your opinions. Stop speaking on behalf of the whole team. You're welcome to hold your transphobic views and blabber to whoever will listen, but do not pull myself or the rest of our team into this without consulting anyone. This is pathetic, and I'm disgusted by the quotes I read. So that teammate is also going to get an apology from the University of Pennsylvania. And, you know, I think it's also important to note that for, like, a lot of young women in their position probably would not have said anything had they not, though. Then we would not have this moment where Penn is acknowledging this truth that water's wet and you need oxygen to live, meaning that women are women and men are freaking men. But because they spoke out, that yes, they went to the media, and good. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they went to the media and told them what was happening. I know it seems now that this issue is something that is in the forefront, but go back in time. Think back to when this all happened back in 2021. It's easy to forget that when this stuff kind of broke, there were people that didn't want to touch this, lest they be called transphobic too. You know what I mean? Lest they be accused of being transphobic. So they didn't want to touch this. They didn't want to come on the side of the young women and support them and back them. And when the story broke that there was a male who was swimming and was beating these women, I mean, local media would not touch it. It was really OutKick, Fox News, and our station. We talked about it. I talked about it a lot in mornings because I was disgusted by the entire thing. And we brought life and light to the issue. We talked about it a lot because we were the local radio station and it was in our backyard. And to think now, years later, the success of this, because Paula and some other women spoke out, and to now have the University of Pennsylvania acknowledge that men are men and women are women, to owe each and every one of these young ladies an apology, and also to strip Will of his titles. None of that would have happened if two things, without two things. Number one, without the courage of these women to come forward despite being called bigots. And number two, without President Trump getting elected. Because had he not gotten elected, Kamala Harris right now would be pushing through the Title IX changes, saying that men can be women and women can be men and blah, 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 even though women don't play on men's, but you know what I mean, and that men should be allowed to play in women's teams, and that's what they would be pushing right now, 100%. And this is a win for common sense, but it's part of why Trump won. You know, part of why the president won is because he was outspoken on this issue, and there's so many moms and dads in the suburbs who do not want their little girls to go through what these young women went through on their college teams, and what many of them are still going through, because the fight's not over yet. But that's part of the reason why Trump won the suburban women vote. I'm telling you, I've told you this before, and I'll say it again. It's a big part of the reason right there. All right. I got to get out of here, but tomorrow, tune in, Fox Across America. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Andrew, Sean, thank you for your help these last couple days, guys. I appreciate it very, very much. Hope you have a wonderful 4th of July with your kiddos, your kids. Sean, good luck working on Friday. Don't let those soccer fans give you any grief, pal. My buddy Tom Aislebe is up next. Keep the conversation going on X. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.